Durlston Head.
We're walking down past the castle, looking across Durlston Bay. We can see old Harry Rocks in the distance, bright and white in the sunshine, chalk. And if we look ahead of us to the east, we can see the Isle of Wight with the chalk cliffs there. And that makes us think maybe they were connected once upon a time. And they were, in fact, until probably about 40,000 years ago, towards the end of the last ice age, when all the meltwater from the north, where the ice sheets were, came down, got stuck against this chalk barrier, but eventually breached it and flooded through. As they did, sea levels rose and the English Channel was formed. So, you know, just by looking at those two bits of chalk over in the distance, you can immediately begin to build this sort of picture of what things have been like in geological time. Malcolm Turnbull used to work up at Durlston to do with coast and geology. If we look across there now, we can see the whole of Durlston Bay, the big boulders that are strewn down there on the beach. Yeah, there isn't a beach, actually. It's just rocks all over the place. And they're constantly falling out of the cliffs. The cliffs are made of alternate limestones and sandstones and clays, different types of rock. And the softer ones tend to get washed away by the sea and the rain. And that loosens the harder bits, which then fall down onto the beach. So those cliffs are constantly moving backwards. But because of that, they're always in a dangerous state. So we don't encourage people to go down there. But you can access these same rocks in quarries further up in Purbeck. So there are ways of looking at it. But the great thing about the rocks here, you can see from here how striated they are. You can see the layers very, very obviously, all dipping slowly down towards Peveril Point. And each of these layers were formed in a particular sort of environment. And if we look closely at these rocks, we can work out what those environments were. And we've managed to work out that this part of Purbeck, about 140 million years ago, was in fact much, much further south, probably in the place where the Mediterranean is today, so a much warmer climate. And the habitats were coastal lagoons, salty lagoons, occasionally fresh water, depending whether they were connected to the sea or not. Depending on the weather, if it had been raining heavily, rivers would pour into these pools and make them a little bit more fresh water. And we can find the fossils of the wildlife that actually lived in those lagoons. And we can find all sorts of things, lots and lots of different species of fish. There are 40 different species of reptile, from turtles through to crocodiles, lizards, dinosaurs. Iguanodon and Megalosaurus were both around here. And the dinosaurs actually left trackways, and we find the trackways in the rocks as well. So by looking at the rocks, we can work out the type of environment it was, what lived there, what the temperature was. You know, we've really got a very, very good picture of what it was like then. Very different now, but these beds are a classic site for looking at this particular part of the Cretaceous period, and they are a type site globally because of the important fossils that it contains. In fact, there is a very strong argument that Durlston Bay could have been a World Heritage Site in its own right.